Love at Last. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1873. Huge crowds shouted as Prince Ivan rode back to his palace after his morning gallop. The first snow of winter lay on the ground, but the sun was shining and celebration hung in the air. It was an important day. The streets were hung with flags, and in the royal palace grounds 20 cannons stood ready for a salute, and a military band practiced rousing tunes in the forecourt. The prince's army had successfully fought off the invasion of Rusitania by its neighbour, Voskia. Now peace had been declared. Prince Ivan had fought bravely alongside his men, and he was a hero to his people of Rusitania. Whenever he appeared in the streets, flowers were thrown, hats flung in the air, and everyone cheered him. Prince Ivan enjoyed the adulation. As he rode in state back to his palace, he caught a rose thrown at him by a pretty girl. He directed a kiss and a smile in her direction, and threaded the flower through the buttonhole of his military jacket.
"Where's the countess, then?" yelled a burly man. "Didn't she wait for you to return from the war?"
Prince Ivan's smile disappeared, but he still waved his hand vaguely in the direction of his questioner. The beautiful and voluptuous Countess Natasha Belinskova had been his constant companion for at least 6 months up until the invasion of Rusitania. Prince Ivan had gone off to war after a lingering farewell, and the memory of her sparkling eyes and silvery laugh had helped him forget all the privations and dangers. The dangers had been very real. Many times he had feared for his life, but always he had been in the thick of the fighting, rallying his men with patriotic cries. After a particularly violent engagement, a letter had arrived from Natasha. Eagerly, Prince Ivan had opened it, but the contents threw him into one of his rare depressions. Natasha's husband was dead. Elderly and infirm, the Count had encouraged his young wife to enjoy herself. Now, she wrote, she was free and longing for Ivan to return so that they could be wed. Ivan had thrown himself down on his camp bed and considered the situation. It had only taken him a few moments to realize that Natasha was completely unsuited to become his Princess of Rusitania. He found her physically attractive, but there was much in her character that he disliked, and she resented his duties calling him away so often. She was exceedingly beautiful, but cunning, and he allowed her to manipulate him into giving her expensive jewels he could ill afford, because he was a generous man, and enjoyed making her feel happy. He did not, however, admire her greed. Ivan then wrote a letter to Natasha. He said he loved her, but regretted that his position would not allow him to marry her, but he hoped that they could continue with their relationship that brought them so much happiness. He toyed with promising her a string of perfectly matched pearls she had so admired in a jeweler. Finally, he had decided to leave any gift until his return. Once the war with Voskia was finished, Ivan found that Natasha had disappeared, and no one, it seemed, knew where she was. On his return, Ivan rode through the palace gates, dismounted, threw the reins of his mount to a groom, and strode up the main entrance steps. His mother had once said to him that she wished the palace was not in the centre of the capital, and it was a shame the grounds were not larger. The royal family had no privacy, she complained.
"Never forget, my boy, that we owe our position to the people," Ivan's father had intoned. "They are the rock on which we rest. We need to be near them, to show that their interests and concerns are ours, too. To hide ourselves away would be disastrous."
Ivan never forgot those words. His father had died the previous year, and it had been the saddest day of his life. His sorrow had deepened when his mother had died a year later, and the doctors said it was of...